What is time for the weekly Nebraska Wheat Report. It is, of course, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Joining us this week is the Executive Director of the Nebraska Wheat Board, that is Roy Shaneman. Royce, great to visit with you this week. You've been busy traveling with the wheat tour this past week. Of course, that made a lot of headlines for some of the results that came out. We'll talk about what you saw in a moment, but for somebody who did not follow along, high level, what is that wheat tour and why did you take part in it this year?
Yeah, the Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour takes place every year, usually during the month of May. The wheat tour, basically, you evaluate as much of the hard red winter wheat crop as we can. It includes reports out of Nebraska, Colorado, Oklahoma, and of course, Kansas.
Yeah, Royce, I want to talk about some of the results. I'll save Nebraska for a second. We'll spend maybe a little bit more time diving into what you saw in Nebraska and some of the other regions. But when it comes to Kansas, Colorado, and Oklahoma, what was the theme of that crop?
Well, the overall theme is that it has been dry. The crop was in tough conditions. We had thinner, weaker stands all the way back, last fall. For the most part, producers were waiting for moisture to come. A lot of guys planted into dry dirt, and some of the guys waited for the late moisture to come. So we had a crop that's in a lot of different stages of growth and development. The crop is in tough shape, but I think with this last round of moisture, it maybe won't drastically improve the crop. It'll just maintain what's there.
All right, how about for Nebraska, when it came to the tour, which regions of the state did you see, and was the story any different from what you saw in Kansas and beyond?
Overall, the Nebraska crop seems to be in a little bit better shape than what we saw in Kansas and Colorado. Again, we've got a little more time for development, and we just received a lot of moisture this past week, at least across the whole wheat growing region. They got at least an inch of rain, up to 4 inches in some places. So overall, our crop is, I would say, good to fair. We don't have anything probably that's in the excellent category. But, according to USDA, as of last week, over half our crop was rated poor and very poor. So I think this moisture is going to help us where we're at in the stage of development. And the reports that were called in, we would probably have a statewide average yield of 29.6. Or if you want to round that up to 30, that's where doing the counts, doing the calculations, that's where we came out to be. However, I would say the other part that we take into account is they call the eye test. How does it look? We have better memories of past crops and how it looked and how they performed. I would say our eye test would have us right at probably that 30 bushel per acre yield mark as well. And then some of our biggest growing regions at Southern Panhandle, southwest corner of the state, we're still holding out some hope that they might be able to produce a little bit better there, because that Southern Panhandle had pretty good snow over the winter, so their subsoil moisture should be a little better. And then they've caught some of these recent rains as well. So we're hoping that crop actually comes out and performs just a little bit better. But overall, right now, we're projecting 30 bushel per acre for Nebraska. And we had 1.1 million planted acres. We do think there was going to be a fair amount of abandonment. So if we were figuring about a 90% of the planted acres being harvested, so that should put us pretty close to a 30 million bushel crop.
All right, Royce. Well, we'll certainly keep an eye on this story as it continues to develop. Hopefully, the areas that could still benefit some rain, we'll see that. A lot of people out there are still hoping for some. By the way, when it comes to the average for the entire tour, right in line with what you're talking about when it comes to Nebraska, the estimate of the yield of 30 bushels per acre for the 2023 Wheat Quality Council Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour. This has been another Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Brian Stuske reporting here on the Rural Radio Network.